followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Max Lucado wrote, "God never promises to remove us from our struggles. He does promise, however, to change the way we look at them. Lord, we are grateful for our safe travel through difficult weather, and you're bringing us here to do the work that is required of us. We ask that this week you help us see your promise in the difficulties we face, and grant us wisdom and compassion so that all that we do is as unto you. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 13th day, Thursday, January 27th, 2011.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce to the Senate my daughter, who is to your left and my right, sitting over here, if you'd stand up. She's a student at Northwestern University in Chicago, and I hope the Senate will make her welcome.
We are delighted to welcome the daughter, the guest of the Senator from Buchanan, here with us today. She chose to be here when Chicago's going to get 20 inches of snow. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from Howell.
Yes, Mr. President, I have two resolutions.
Send your resolutions forward. Care to explain?
No, they're self-explanatory. Thank you.
We will print them in the journal. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I ask members if they have bills to introduce, if they would introduce them tomorrow morning instead of today? After we get out, staff works on those bills. If they introduce them tomorrow, then staff will have the entire today tomorrow to work on them versus this evening. Thank you.
Everyone heard that request that you forego introducing bills until tomorrow out of consideration for our staff. Senator from the 23rd, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the Secretary if we have messages from the Governor? And if so, please have them read.
Well, you didn't tell me. Are there messages? We have messages from the Governor in the form of withdrawal messages of appointees.
Would you waive the reading?
The reading is waived, and we shall print them in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I move that the appointments be returned to the Governor per his request.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. They shall be returned in due course. Senator.
Mr. President, I also ask that you please refer SCR 7 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Shall be so referred, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading of Senate bills. Yeah, there is no calendar up here with the bills. Yeah. Senate Bill 68, the Senator from Stoddard.
I move that Senate Bill 68 with committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Todd. You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us for third reading.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 68 with the Senate committee substitute be read a third time and finally passed. This is the piece of legislation that we discussed Thursday morning where it gives the Senate pro tem the power to issue a subpoena deuces tecum along with the subpoena power, and this will allow standing committees that have the need for certain documents to make a request that subpoenas be issued if there is an issue or a problem with departments giving up that information. We've not seen a great deal of problem with that, but as I talked about Thursday, there's a lot of things that this Senate and this legislature, along with the governor, needs to do in the next couple of years in the way of restructuring state government, gaining more efficiencies, looking for more cost savings, and actually doing away with possibly with programs that now exist, and there could be a need for certain documents and to do it expeditiously, and this legislation would allow that to occur. And with that, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Stoddard moves the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 68 be read a third time. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 68, an act relating to subpoenas issued by the General Assembly with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 14th. Senator from the 14th votes aye. By your vote of 27 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Stoddard, you're recognized on the emergency clause.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll on the emergency clause?
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote of 28 ayes, 0 no, the emergency clause is adopted. There's no objection. Let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to speak on a point of personal privilege.
Senator from the 11th asks for a point of personal privilege. Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, it's my honor today to recognize a couple of our colleagues. There's a great deal going on in St. Louis today. The senator from the 4th and his lovely wife, Karen, are celebrating their 30th wedding anniversary today. And we have appropriately inscribed a resolution that I will present to him later. But I wanted the body to recognize our colleague on the significant accomplishment of being married for 3 decades back to 1981. So if the body would recognize that, that would be great.
Yes, let's hear for the senator from the 4th and on the celebration of his 30th anniversary.
Mr. President, if I might continue, the senator from the 5th, also from St. Louis, is celebrating another milestone. It is her 30th birthday today on this day. So I don't know if the senator from the 4th and 5th arranged those 2 dates together, but it's a birthday and a wedding celebration. And I believe, Mr. President, we want to wish her a heartfelt happy birthday. And I believe that this probably takes care of most of my caucus as far as milestones today.
So. Senator from the 5th, would you please stand? Let's give her recognition on her birthday. 30th birthday.
Like 2 times that, but it's okay. It's all good.
today still remains cranky, so thank you. Thank you.
You're no longer recognized on your point of personal privilege. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. My colleagues to be ready for Senate Bill 11 tomorrow. Thank you.
Are there further announcements? Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee on the Judiciary Committee will meet at 6 in the lounge, Senate lounge.
Okay. Further announcements? Senator from St. Genevieve.
Close enough. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Banking and Financial Services, Elections, and Professional Registration will meet immediately upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator from St. Francis. Further announcements? Senator from Boone.
Yeah, your Appropriations Committee at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning has been canceled. We had witnesses coming in from around the state and thought it was best to go ahead and do that.
Okay, further announcements? Further announcements? Seeing none, Senator from the 23rd. I'm sorry, Senator, without objection, do you mind if I introduce Senator from Nottoway for an announcement? Okay, Senator from Nottoway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would actually like to inquire of the senator from the 23rd.
Does the senator from the 23rd yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
just for the body's understanding, normal operation this week, even if we get 2 foot of snow, or what's the weather contingency plan, or do we have a contingency plan?
We are planning on coming in at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, adjourning under the rules. And then as far as Wednesday's concerned, based on what we see happening, we may come in a little bit later on Wednesday, but since we're all going to be here, we might as well work. So that's.
And you say work, you use the definition that we use in the Senate, right? Not the actual real-world definition?
Right.
Okay, good enough. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
We didn't do any bills today. We're going to let staff go home.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules. Safe travels.